No, for me, it's very simple. But as you get any size church, for a pastor to have a real close relationship and meet on a weekly or a quarterly basis
no,
with individuals.
I'm just saying, suggesting once.
Yeah. Well, for once, it's you're welcome to come too.
Bob, what about for you? I mean, you it's a little different for you because it's your company and you're calling the shots. But you know, you've also got.
So are we going to your first question or your second question?
The second one. Is it feasible for your pastor to come and hang out with you for the day, for example, or? Would he learn something significant about what you deal with day in and day out?
If we spent the time, absolutely. The question I would have is what value will he gain from it? Going to your first question, I think the partnership where the pastor and a church could really gain benefit from the CEO crowd is to look at the CEO as a partner. Look at the CEO as a lay pastor. The CEO probably doesn't have the seminary degree, but he is a Christian, he is a believer, he knows the basics of the words. And the CEO is in front of the work group 40 hours a week, where the pastor's only in front of that group 2 hours a week, and probably only, according to Barna's research, probably only 30% of his employees are in front of a pastor. So the businessman has a much greater platform of influence with the population that we want to get into the pews in the church. And if the pastor can come alongside the CEO and look at him as a partner to help him fill the pews by integrating his faith into his business and making Christianity relevant to the workers, so that the workers would have a desire to dig deeper and end up at church, there could be a huge benefit there.